Okay, we have a Mishnah. Let's just begin from the beginning now. I've given time to digest what we're talking about. Hashalech yad b'pikadon. Hashalech yad b'pikadon. Says Rashi. What are we talking about? Talking about Yukra Vazula. This is a price fluctuation. In Chosu Domeho Shehuzla Beshuk, if the money went down, the value went down, Yisham Domeho Kamo Shehuzla Shehuzla B'Shash Shehuzla B'Yad. It is what happened B'Shash Shehuzla B'Yad. It doesn't exist anymore. Now, you have to be very, very careful with this word in Rashi, hotziyah. We're talking about itba mimela or tavrishasya. Rashi, hotziyah, he did something to get that. Something happened to it. So we're talking about Tavrishasya. She'ein ben, avam yeshna ben, but if it exists, kamo shegosu, I don't care what it's worth now. Omar shalom v'nel, gives it back. I'm going to come in and be a v'nevsa. Ubi yeser, im shosu b'yado, shesholach yo b'yad, if he kept it, when it's Yaakov went up, the Achach Hotziya, then Lo Kabiyasa Domeo L'Shalem Kishas Hotza. Okay. Ubeis Hillel, what are Beis Hillel talking about? Kishas Hotza, Rabbi Kiva Omer Kishas Hatviya. Whatever that means. Okay. But so we're talking about a Gazlin. And our Shoach Yad becomes a Gazlan. Why is not a Ganav? We'll see shortly. L'chora, what did he do? He did it in his house. I took your chayfet. It's in my house. No one's watching. L'chora, no one's watching. If the difference between Geneva and Gzela is only, and this is going to be critical, the difference between Geneva and Gzela, one is done publicly and one is done privately. So it depends where he did it. Why is he Gazlan? I mean, he's a Ganav too. But this is going to be this whole difference in Ganav and Gazlan is becoming a very critical part of the sugya. Okay. So, Morris says, now, comes from Rabbi Kivega, says, wait a second. You have a Shomer who's a Gazlan. Now, Shomer is only always going to pay kishas, shio or kishas onsen. That's taken for granted. So wait a second. I'm a shomer as a gazan, so I'm chayev from two angles. I'm chayev from the angle number one of being a shomer. I'm chayev from being a gazan. So let's say it was worth one. Then went up to four. Ibn Mimela. So I should pay four as a Shomer, one as a Ganav. If I'm a Ganav and a Gazan, so I'll pay the maximum of both. I don't pay the maximum of both. He says, what do you see from here? Comes from Rabbi Kiveger and says, oh, a Shomer who's a Gazlan, he stops being a Shomer. Because there's a basic stira between a shomer and a gazlan. A shomer is a shomer who's holding on for the owner. A gazlan is holding on to it for himself. You can't be those simultaneously. Where's he coming from? We saw a gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Chasamid Beis. Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Chasamid Beis. Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shmuel. And the Rukiya seems to be saying, if I take the Gemara on its face value, that a Shomer, who, let's say, you give me your wallet to be a Shomer on, and I see a nice 200 shekel bill there, and I take it out, I put it in my wallet. And then I do tshuva, and I put it back in your wallet. So, are you a Shomer again? Gemara says, no. You have to give it, you're a Gazan, you're not a Shomer, because nistalka shmir also. The shmir, the moment I took that 200 shekel bill out of your wallet, I'm not a Shomer, I'm a Gazan. That seems what Rabbi Kiva says. If I take everything on its face value, and therefore, what do we end up with? We end up with that, Rabbi Kiva says, so what do you see? That a Shomer who's a Gazan stops being a Shomer. We look at him only as a Gazan. Okay. Number one, says Rabbi Kivegan. He says it's Tzorach Iyun. He's not so comfortable with it for reasons we may see. Okay, but he says that seems to be straight from the Mishnah. Okay. Where it says, Omer Rabba, Hayman de Gozel Chvita de Chamra. You stole a barrel of wine. Chavre. May Korishav Yezuzi, it was worth one, and now it's up to four. Tavro Shatsia Mishalim Arba. Itbar Memele Mishalim Zuzi. My timer came into Isa Hadra Lamora Beinit. If it still existed, so you give it back. Ushai to the Koshosile or the Kotovale. Look, Kogosome. My timer. When he drank it, we'll see later on. Rashi Tosa says it black and white. Like Reb Chaim is very Reb Chaim, and that on the one hand, here we get into what is this? There's a major issue here, and that is underlying many parts of the sugya. Comes along the Ketzos and the Sivis and it has a problem. They begin as follows. Hacholik imaganav. Let's say I run a store, I buy stolen items. My whole store is buying stolen items. Okay. I buy stolen items. So you're not allowed to do it, but you're koshly yedus. Says the Rivosh. Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Comes along, the Tumim says, I don't understand. He says, the person knowing that it's stolen items, let's say he's a Mazid, he knows that's his business. He has a store where he sells stolen items. He knows it. He didn't take it from the owner. So says the Tumah has a question. Holding on, being machzik, holding on to stolen items is a gzeila. I didn't take it from the owner. Is that true or not true? Is that holding on to stolen items, is that gzeila or not? So the Pashas, is a black and white Rambam, says it's not gzeila. Take a look at Perek Hey Hills, is gzeila halacha aleph. Hey, Zelig Neva, I'll tell you in a second. Acholik imaganef. Oh, Perkei Haloch Aleph. Also, liknos men aganef hachefet shigonaf. Number one. So, now, why? The oven godelhu. It's a big avera. Chari machsiki de over avera. Because the Gorm lo lignov gnevel sacheros. And if Naivel sent Mirshom, Machazik de over Averil, if Naivel sent Mirshom. Why? Shimlo yimtsolo keach, if he's not going to find a place to unload the stolen goods, ain't a gonev. Well, then, cholek emaganev, so I should wait 1 second. You know why it's also to do it? Because it's gnevel, it's gzeva. No. Apparently, you take a look in the Rambam. It's only machzik day over avera. And with neiv lo sin mirshol, I'm setting him up to do more stealing. I'm allowed to do that. Parshas and Rambam not. Okay, why not? So here comes along the Ktos and the Sivas. They come up with a loch. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Baba Kama, Das Samach Beis Amud Beis, says Hagonev Min Haganev is Potter Min Hakefel. So now. So Gonev Min Haganev is Potter Min Hakefel. So why? Says the Ksos, I'll tell you why. Because the Issa Gneva Ogzele is only on Mafkiat Mirshus Bailim. Once it's out of the Rishus Bailim, the Gzera Sakos of a Gunav Mibes for Ish that says he's Potter from Kefil is not talking about Kefil. So it's defining what is Gneva and what is Gzele. And since it's no longer Bishus Bailim, the Ganav Sheni, the Gonev Min Haganav, or the Lokeach Min Haganav, the Cholek Min Haganav, he's not being Mafkiya Mishus Bailim. It's all running out of the Mishus Bailim. The Gzer Sekos of Aguna Mi Beisu Ish tells me very clearly that it's not a Gneva. That's the way they learn Gzer Sekos. Number one. What about Tavri Shasya? What about Tavri Shasya? They bumped into our sugya, Tavri Shasya. Comes along the Ksos and says, Mazik. Not Chayver Ganav, it's a Mazik. Comes along, the Nesiva says, Ksos, I half agree with you. I agree with you that Gonim and Aganav does not Ganeva. But Tavri Shasya is a Gneva. Why? Because it's a Parshas of Atsugya. What's a Parshas of Atsugya? What does Atsugya say? He says, Hayishayte Koshasile, Odekovale, Kogazomine, that's a Shasak Zela. It's Atsugya. Ipa Memela, Mishalim Zuz, in my time, Hashlo Avalon, he didn't do anything. You're machayim from the shatzek zeila. That's it. So apparently, there's a new shatzek zeila. Doesn't say komazikle, kogazlamine. So the Siva says, so you got to. The Gemara doesn't seem that way. So what's the shatzek so says? I agree with you in cholik and maganav. That I agree with you. But I disagree with you on tavir shasya. Why do I disagree with tavir shasya? Because there are two steps in removing it from the nixa. First of all, when I steal it, I'm mafkiya mershusa. Number one. Number two, if I break in, he's never going to get it back. That finalizes the gneva. Because Kolzman, I stole it, not Tavir Shasya. It can get back to him. But the moment I break it or I drink it, it's never getting back to him. So I'm mafkiya not only his mershusa, I'm mafkiya his bailas. That's the second gneva. Tavir Shasya. Why? Okay. So Reb Chaim said like this. We'll see. First step. Whatever they say cannot apply, first of all, in the Shita of Rambam. Why? How does the Rambam quote Tavir Shasya? Hayman de Gozo Chvita Dachar. Says, Per Gimel, Per Aleph Gneva Halacha Yadalad. Aleph Gneva Halacha Yadala. Gonav Behemo Keli. Mushasa Gneva, how is it going? Agamora Shova Arba. Vasho Bishas, Amina Bedin Shova Shnai. Mishalim Karen Kishasa Gneva. Tashlume Kevo Arba Vachamisha Kishasa Mora Bedin. Ho Yoshova Bishas Gneva Shnai. Mishasa Amina Bedin Arba. Im shachat o mocher o shava hakelo ibdo mishan tashlume kefo arba chamish kishas amore bedin. Wait a second. So let's say it went from 1 to 4. And then he drank it. So what is the gneiva? If the gneiva is only the original gneiva, and now you chayiv him extra as a mazik, so the kefil is going to be 1. Rambam says the kefil is 4. That means apparently the drinking of it is a new ma'aseh gneiva, ma'aseh gzeila. You can't say like tzitzos in the Rambam. If you take a look in the Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Samach Chesam at Aleph, where Bava Kama?
What?
No Bava Kama? Okay. Rashi is also against, but he's against both the tzitzos and the nesivos. So first of all, fact that it's a gneiva, certainly in the Rambam. Where it says, gonev min haganef. So it says Rashi, v'sheni einem shalom ela keren. Okay. The gonev min haganef, says Rashi, pays keren to who? The guy of Shani pays to the guy of Rishon. Says Rashi, why? Tichsev guna mi beiso ish. Guna mi beiso ish doesn't say. Rashi says guna mi beiso ish has nothing to do defining what gneiva gzeil is. That guna mi beiso ish says the guy of Shani doesn't pay kefil, but Karen he pays. Who did he steal it from? He stole it from the guy of Rishon. Now, why? It's now, let's assume, like Tosis, there's now Bishus the Gan of Rishon. So now he's mafkiyat from the Rishus of the Gan of Rishon, puts it in his Rishus. So he's Chayav Kefil. But he didn't remove it from the Rishus of the owner. So he's Potter from Kefil. Now he's Chayav Keren. He didn't remove it from the Rishus of the owner. Now, and therefore, he's Potter from Kefil. Rashi seems to say very, very clearly that Vigur Me Beso Ish is telling me what? It's a din and kefil. Not like the Ktsos and the Sivis ones. Now, what is, and the Rambam tells me, if you look at the Rambam carefully, the Rambam seems to tell me the exact same thing when he quotes the halacha of Gonim and Aganif. Perek Aleph Hilchas Ganev Halacha Yud Zayin. Hagonim Ma'ach Haganif. Ein misham tashlume kefil. Okay. Nim tovach umochar, ein misham tashlume dal. The guy of Rishon doesn't pay it because ein misham sharei din, it didn't belong to him. And he doesn't pay it to the owner because he didn't take it from the reshus. We're going to be made for the Rishon, you have to take it from the reshus of the owner. So what is he explaining to you here? We'll see, he goes into great detail. He says, to you are you chayev kefil. You're chayev kefil too, stealing it from the reshus of the owner. Gonav metovach. He stole it and he shechted it. V'yacha ubo ganavacha v'gonav hatevach. And a second ganav came and stole the shechted animal. Masham tashlum kefil ganav rishin. Why? Sheri kona b'shini maisa. Because the moment the ganav rishin shechted it, now he's kona the dead animal. It's his. So with the ganav sheni stealing the dead animal from the ganav rishon, it stole it from an owner. Ganav rishin mishalem tashlum edal v'hei to the owner. Gonav umocha, he stole it and he sold it. V'gonav min alokeach, and someone comes and steals it from the lokeach. If lo nisyashu bailim, and there's no yush, so what do you have? You have an owner, you have a ganav rishon, you have a lokeach, you have a ganav from the lokeach. So the guy, now the ganav sheni is stealing a stolen object. Certainly not going to be chayev kefil. And he's stealing it from someone who doesn't own the object. Enoach mishalem at Karen Bova, the god of Shani, the god of Menalokeach pays Karen. I mean, he is a god. So the Rambam here again disagrees with the Tosfos and the Sefer that the god of Shani is a god of, and he pays. But Lokeach is different. Why? He didn't do a Maisa Gneva. He just bought it. So the Rambam apparently is telling us, and we'll see why in a second, that Hagonev Menagonev is Chayev Karen. And he pays Karen. Well, that's not a question, he seems to say it explicitly. And like Rashi, Guna Mebesish doesn't say there's no Gneva. Says no. It is a Gneva. It's a Ptur and Kefal. Rambam and Rashi seem to say it very, very explicitly, both against the Tzos and the Nesufis. Okay, that's number one. So, and that's going to be a critical thing in our Havana of the Sugya, as we see. Now, there's another issue. Other issue is, but a lokeach min aganav, since he didn't take, he's not a ganav. Ganav means I do a maisa gnev, a maisa gzela, taking it away from the owner. Since against his will. I didn't do anything against the will of the person. A Ganav Shani took it away from the Ganav Rishon against his will. So he has a din a Ganav from the Ganav Rishon. But a Lokeach didn't take it away unwillingly from either the Ganav Rishon or from the Nigzal. He doesn't have a din a Ganav Rishon. He's holding on to it. Apparently, if you don't do a Maisa Gneva or Maisa Gzela, so you're not Chayev and Karen. It's only if I take something away from somebody against his will. Maisa Gneva or Maisa Gzela. That's number one you see from this. And that's what solves the Tumim's problem with the Rivosh, why Cholik and Maganev. The Rambam says Cholik and Maganev, it's a big Aveira. Why? I'm being Machshel him in future Gnevas. I'm a Chazik Dei over Aveira. Because I didn't take it away from anyone against their will. And holding on to it, apparently is not in his signeva. Certainly, if it came into my rishus. Now, Reb Chaim had a yesod, which is going to be important, that every ganev is also a gazlan. A guna mibesish tells me something more. Gneva is only taking it from the rishus of the owner. Lekicha mi rishus habayla. How did he know this? He had a bunch of riots. The easiest is a Gemara in a Zeho Neshech. Let's say I have a worker. And I don't pay his wages. I'm a goslin. I'm a goslin. Why am I a goslin? Why am I not a ganav? So I'm holding on to someone's money against his will, but it's not money that belonged to him, it's money that I owe him. The Gemara Bar Metzia and the Rambam Paschal that way, I'm a gazlan. Chaim said that's guna mevet fish. Gneva is only taking it from the shus of the owner. If I'm holding on to money that belongs to someone, I'm a gazlan, not a ganav. And then we'll get into that in Shlichus Yad. But doing something against the will of the owner, holding on to his money, you're a gazlan. That means it's against his will. He wants the wages. Okay, now, we've shown him here had a very big problem.
Really?
Yes.
Sorry, what was the difference between that and
a Cholik and a Ganav? Cholik and a Ganav didn't do a Maisik Neva Gzela. He didn't take it away from somebody unwillingly. I'm holding on to money that the other person, that I owe the other person against his will. The worker wants his wages. I say, I'm not paying you. So it's money I owe him, and it's money I owe him, and it's against his will. He wants the wages. Now I'm giving the wages.
Would you say that
what?
In the
Cholik menaganav, there's a lokeach menaganav isn't taking it away from the ganav rishon against the ganav rishon's will. Gonid menaganav is taking it away from the ganav rishon against the ganav rishon's will. Chaim said as follows. A ganif is taking something Meshuz Baal. Therefore, when the Torah said, Beguna Mebesu Ish, the Torah said every ganif, to be a ganif, not to be a goslin, is taking it away from the Meshuz Baal. But it doesn't mean you're not a goslin. Where did Reb Chaim come from? There's a whole list of things. Shaleach Yad, what is he? A ganav or gazlan? Gazlan. Kova Pikotin, what is he? Gazlan. That means holding on to someone's property against his will. I'm a gazlan. There's no lekichim in Beis Baalim. I didn't remove it from Beis Baalim. Shaleach Yad. The Gaza. Reb Chaim's coming on. All we'll see more, get deeper into Shlichus Yad. Sometimes a Ganav, sometimes a Gaza. Exactly how it works. Okay, so every, as he said, every Ganav is a Gaza. But it's not that there is no Issa Gneva Gzela except if it's already out of the Rishus of the owner. That you see from the Rambam. Tavrishasa is a gneva. It's a gneva. Because as the Nesiva says, I'm removing it from the bailus. There's an extra hafkos rishus. And I'm chayav kefil for the drinking. Yes. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Gonim and Aganav is chayav kefil. The ganav sheni is chayav to the ganav rishon. He removed it from his rishus against his will. And therefore, he owes him. The Gan of Rishon, or the Gazan Rishon, owes it to the owner. Now, Rishonim here had a major problem. And in understanding what Rishonim say, there's a lot of confusion in a lot of Acharim. I have a very simple mahalach through the whole thing. The Tzos begins with a simple question. In our sugya, every shomer pays, he says, where do I know the fact that every shomer pays either kishas pshiyah or kishas yisim and olam? Says, he quotes the Magen Mishnah, says, perches hil chashad pikon aloha gimel. Okay. Says it pretty clearly. The Shach says it also. Says, wait a second. Let's look in the Ramban in our sugya, he says. Let's look in the Ramban. Let's try to understand the Ramban. Okay. What does the Ramban in our sugya have to say? Hodi Amrina, Hodi, we say, Ibba Mele Meshalim Zuse, Mishum, the Hashtil, lo Ovid, velo Midi. He didn't do anything, it broke by itself. Ani Toma. Ramban has a kasha. Came in the army. Tichi isa b'hadra b'ayne. If it exists, it goes back. Rachmona chive l'gazim b'onsin. And the Torah says that a ganav is chayev b'onsin. Amay lo mechayev b'onsin d'hashto. Why is not chayev now? Where's he coming from? He says, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, I am based on Medala. Now, what is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I am based on Medala? Tells me like this. Gemara in Sanhedrin, I am based on Medala, says as follows. A Bob Machtera, someone breaks into someone's house at night, and the Balabais can kill him. Okay. Chai Menafsha. So, what happens when he breaks into the house? He breaks the window. How do you get in the house? You break the window, you knock down the door. Or when you're in the house, you break some dishes. he's potter, says the Mishnah. Why? Come Rabbi Rabbeinu. What does come Rabbeinu mean? It means as follows. That because Bob Machteris is Chayav Misa, that's why the owner of the house can kill him. And since he's Chayav Misa at the same time he's Chayav Mammon, so he's Potter from the Mammon, come to Rabbeinu. Okay. So comes along Rav and says, but let's say he stole something and he walked out of the house. He has to give it back. Potter, Potter. Come here, Rabbeinu. And we're discussed, did Rav say if he broke it or just if he took it? Come on, my Rav, no. Rav Teshua, he said, even if it still exists. Why? He says like this. He's chayven onsen. Why is he chayven onsen? So here's how the Ramban understood it. We saw already, we're pulling together a lot of things we've seen the entire year. How did the Ramban understand why a mazik? How do you understand the psukim v'hames yellow? Ramban says, I dig a bore, and your shore falls into my bore. So I owe you. So who did v'hames yellow means? To who? To the nisik, to the owner of the straw, he still owns his straw. But there's a problem, the Ramban said. That the problem is, Pesuk says, shor tachas shor. I owe you a shor instead of your shor. Ramban has a brilliant idea. You know what? In a chanami, I owe you a shor. But how much? What is it? No tchias ameisim on a shor. So what happens? So I have to give you the money of a shore, the equivalent of your shore, so you can go out and buy another shore. Wonderful. So how do I pay you? Torah says the first part of the payment, you're getting back the dead shore as part of the payment. Look, very possibly, according to the Ramban, let's say, on Shabbos, I go out with a gun to your shore and I shoot it and kill it. I'm not sure. So the halacha is, Gemara Ksubis, if I throw an arrow on Shabbos, going from Shusha Yochet to Shusha Rab, going from Shusha Rab to Shusha Yochet, and as the arrow goes into your house, Karashirayim, it tears something very valuable on Potor. Come here, Rabbeinu. So the Ramban is saying that getting back the dead shore is part of the Tashlumim. But let's say you're part of a Tashlumim. So the Balabod, so the person who shot the shore probably will be able to keep the dead shore. There's no Tashlumim. So the Gemara thought, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara, Yuchayevans. Why Yuchayevans? Because I stole whatever. I walked out of your house with a silver candlestick. I wanted to be koned. I'm koned. Comes along with Hashem Sagzel and says, no, you have to pay for that. And how are you paying for it? With the candlestick itself. The Hashava Sagzel is not just giving back that which you belong to. You have to pay for the whole thing, but you have to give it back to him as part of the payment. So it's a dinin tashlumim. Dinin tashlumim. And the Gemara wants to put, how do I know it's a dinin tashlumim, Rav said? Because otherwise, why is he chayv an onsen? That means, I walked out of your house with a candlestick. That candlestick is worth 20,000 shekel. I'm koned, and I owe you 20,000 shekel, but I pay it back with a candlestick. Because otherwise, Rav said, it doesn't make any sense why he's chayv an onsen. Okay. Comes along, brother, says, Velohi, Rav, you made a mistake. Why? I'll show you that you can have a chiyuv onsen without a kinyan gomer. A shoal. Shoal's chayv onsen. Why is a shoal chayv onsen? Shoal's chayv onsen, he took it. This is fits perfectly with the Ramban and Bava Basra, Kol Samaches, and everything else we saw on the Ramban. I took it. What kinyonim did I get? I got kinyonei tashmish. So I have a bailus on it of Gufla Peiris. I have to give it back to you. Now, my chiyuv hashavah isn't because I own the object and giving it back to you as tashlum, no, I'm a shoal. But even this chiyuv hashavah is chayv and onsen. If I can't be mekayim my chiyuv hashavah, what does the Ramban say in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Samach, as we saw? That's why I'm chayv and onsen. That's why it's not an asmachta. We saw that Ramban already. Okay. So the whole Ramban said. So that's how the Ramban is very. So what does a gazlan get? A gazlan has the exact same kinyonim as a shoal has. What is the exact same kinyonim a shoal has? He's kone the guf l'peiris. He gets kinyonik tashmish. And I showed you the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Tzadei Zayin. I steal your boat. Now use your boat. I don't have to, and I give you back the boat. Do I have to pay for the usage? The difference between a guy, I steal a boat and I steal an oven. Why? So the Shach explains that Gemara. Why did I, when I got it, I got the boat, what did I get? I got Kinyonei Tashmish. As I'm using my own boat now. That's what I got. I didn't get Kinyon Guf Hadova, I got Kinyonei Tashmish. I stole an Eved, and no kinyonei gneva gzeilin in the Eved. No. So therefore, I'm using your Eved, I have to pay for it. So therefore, the kinyonim that a ganav a gazlan has, the kinyonim of a shoal, are the identical kinyonim. And therefore, when you give it back, you have to give back those kinyonim. And your chiyuv onsen is because you can't be mekayim your chiyuv hashava. And that's not what Rav said. You get a full kinyan in it, and you're giving it back as part of the tashlum. No. You don't get full kinyanim. Okay, that's how Rashi explains the Gemara. Comes along the Ramban, and that's a kash. Wait 1 second, I don't understand. If the whole thing is because the chiyuv hashava, and the kinyanim are the same, so why is there a different... If it breaks, one pays kishas pshio kishas yitziyam and olam, the other one pays kishas hagneva. They should be the same. Ramban, very straightforward kash. Let's read the Ramban inside. Ani tomo, says the Ramban, came your arm into his ho hadra beine, rachmon achivu lagazim bonsin, amai lo mechayev kishas. The Torah put it in the Ganas of Shusla Gabayans. He's not calling him mercer. He says, Hilkoki Iker, if it got a Vada, Bishusa the Mar Iker, it still belongs to the owner. But Tarva de Mamela Nam, you Machaibala, the Chaibans, and Kishowel, it's exactly like a Shoel. If I was a shoel on your object and it broke by itself, so I'm chayev as of the price of the time it broke. Yesh lama. That's his kash. Since the Gemara equated them, so what's the difference? The Gemara makes an equation. The equation should be an absolute equation. But Yesh Lama, says the Ramban, no, it's different. The shiny shoal. Now, the Ramban is going lishitoso. Remember, we saw the Ramban in Bometzia Daf Tzadei Zayin. What did the Ramban say in Bometzia Daf Tzadei Zayin? I kept telling you the whole thing. Everything comes together at the end. So now, it's all one big coming together of everything we talked about. You see, certain mesechtas are easier because you can forget in Dav Gimel what you learned in Dav Beis. certain mesechtas, it all comes together, and you have to remember everything you learned, because it all comes together. We're learning Shomrim, it all comes together. So let's review what we already learned on Bo Metziyah Dat Tzadi Zayin. According to the Ramban and Rashba, that's a different mahalach. Ramban and Rashba says, there's a machlokas. What's a machlokas? The Gabi Shiba Nechosim. Gabi Shiba Nechosim, when the Shiba begins. Mishas Meshicha, Mishas Shvur Omeisim. Ramban says that's not a machlokas in Shiva. Machlokas when the Chi of Mormon begins. And therefore, if I was a shoal half a day and a socha half a day, Shaila of En Yodam Neschayavti, En Yodam Paraiti, we went through that in infinite detail. He says, okay, a shoal, and the Rashba, who agrees with the Ramban, spells it out in the Tshuva very clearly. In Chelik Beis, in Shin Lamed Beis, he says, according to the Manda Oma, who says, Mishas Meshicha. So, Enechayam, the Chiyav Mormon begins with the Meshicha of Hashem. So, therefore, what price is he going to pay? The price that it was worth, Mishas Meshicha. And it won't be a difference between a God of Gazlan and a Shoel. But we happen to paskin not like that mandama, not like Rav Papa. We paskin on a Misham Shvur Mesa. Ramban Ksuba says, it's true, not only Misham Shvur Mesa, but Shash Pshi. That's the Machayev. So when do you pay according to the Shas HaMachayev? Gana V'Gazlin pay, what's the Machayev? The Hafkor Mishus Bailim. Taking it, removing it from the Rishus Bailim. Since removing it from Rishus Bailim is the Machayev. So therefore, so now it's in Rishus Ganav Gazan, and it increased in price in their Rishus, but he's not responsible for what happens later. What is the Shasa Machayev? And it's in his rishus, and you're not chayiv for the hafkos rishus, and it can be marked. Aval gzeila, kaven the mishas meshichim mechayiv bon seho, v'nafka nami mishus bailim lehektish lo mechayivin le bon seho. Elo mishas meshicha, mishas meshicha the gzeila kishash v'ro meisa the shaila. He shayt the chal al chiyuv. When does the chiyuv chal? And the Ramban is telling me a very important, simple thing. Now, what complicates this? Complicates this is the Rashba. Why? The Rashba adds five words into the recording of the Ramban. He's explaining the Ramban. If you take a look in the Tosfos of Rashi, also adds those five words. The Rashba says like this. Oh. Hikshar Ramban. Ramban asks the question. Kemedi ilhava be'ena have a hodra. If it still exists, you give it back. Am b'shus the mor yikar, rachmon achiva legazim bonsim, in kain l'shalim k'dahashta, and he adds two words that gets everyone running confused. K'ilu shasya. Every gazlin. Why is every gazlin itba memela not the same halacha as tavri shasya? What's he asking? And a very simple question. He's asking, what's the Shas HaGzeila? I took the object against this person's will, and I'm holding on to it as a hemshich of holding on to it against it. It's one long Maisa HaGzeila. So it's one long Maisa HaGzeila. So when it broke by itself, maybe that's the Shas Chiyuv. V'shol ki agav no mechayev arba mishum de koy b'shus emora. It's in his v'shus. Lo koy b'shus of the shol elons. V'tiritz, the Ramban says no. The shiny shol lo mechayev onsad shashfur meis. No. B'shus of the mora hilo mechayev. Yechayev for the hafkos v'shus, not the continual meis. Yechayev for the initial meis to say the hafkos mi'ar v'shus. So, okay. And the Rashba in the Tshuvite quote says, Ein hochanami, according to the Mandom Mishas Mashicha, he's chayiv for the Mashiach. The one is the Shaschi of the Shas Mashicha. And then, because of that, according to that man, according to Rav Papa, there's no difference in Ganav of Gazlin and Shoel. That is a very simple way of going through. Comes along the Ktzos and has a kash. Says that's very nice and fine. But since the Rambam holds Mishas Mashicha, how does the Magid Mishnah say that according to the Rambam, it's Kishas Shur Mesa, Kash Yitzim and Ola? There's a problem. So he comes with a simple solution. Wait a second. Who says the Rambam agrees with the Ramban's whole philosophy of the Machokas between the Mashicha and Shvur HaMeis? Maybe agrees with the Ritva. Ritva has nothing to do with anything. Ritva says very simple. One is a question of Shibud. And one is a question of when the Chiyuv is Chal. No. Can you have a Shibud for the Chiyuv is Chal? So I gave an example. When you write a Ksuba, according to Tosas, the Chiyuv is not Chal till much later, but Yom HaShab and L'chosim as of now. Example. One example. Okay. So it's also simple. And Sivas has a slightly different tarets. So, now, did the Rambam hold like the Ritva? Maybe the Turma Halach and the Sugya between Mashiach. But all the Ritvas, all the so says there, Rish Sarayali, was a very simple thing. Enochanami, the Ramban within his worldview of Meshas Meshicha, Meshas Shvur Mesa, is going to tie the two together. But there are other ways of learning the Sugya in Ksubis and Baba Kama. Don't not only like the Ramban and Rash, for example, there's a Ritva. There's a different way of learning the Sugya. Maybe there's a third way of learning the Sugya. Mitzvah Hashem will get to maybe the Rambam has a different way of learning the Sugya. So there's no serious problem with the Rambam. Okay, this is what I believe is, at this point, the simple way of learning the Sugya. Yes, Rabbi, free. In where? It's a very simple Gemara. Everyone learns the Gemara. There's a whole long Mohammed there. That's not relevant. If you take a look at the way Rashi learns the Sugya, Rashi has a simple way of learning the Sugya. Yeah, but there's a Ganef. It's Chayav Onsen. Rav thought if it's Chayav Onsen, the only way to explain the Chayav Onsen is you make a Kenyan Gomor, and you're giving the Heshev Zagzeh says you pay back with the Chayfetz, or if it's not around, to pay back with the Dhamma. And therefore, the Hashavah Zagzeh is a Chayav Tashlumim, like the Ramban says in the case of Hames Yelo. Therefore, comes under the halacha of Komer Rabine. Comes Rava and says, how are you going to prove your mahalach and what Hashav, what a gan of the Hashav is? You say from Chiyav Onsen. So it must be he had a Kenyan garment. No. I'll prove to you from Shoel that Chiyav Onsen isn't, even if it's totally on Hashava. And it's totally giving back kenyonim. It doesn't have to be full kenyonim. It can even be partial kenyonim. Like the kenyonim of a shoal. And the kenyonim of a gazlan and kenyonim of a shoal are really the same. So you can't be mekayim that type of hashavas hagzela. You're still chayav onsen. And therefore, you have no rav, you have no proof, and you're wrong.
What?
No, that's no. What? It's okay. let us say two separate things. How Ramban understood the machlok between Rav and Rava, and how we paskin. How's the Ramban paskin? Like Rav and Rava. What? The understanding of the machlokas is one thing. The psak is something else. Ramban and Muhammad says, I can't say, Balamor, you're wrong, right? Because Rashi says so. Sometimes he doesn't like the Balamor, he'll attack him with unbelievable attack. But the Harris to Rashi, he's not, I can't attack you. You're agreeing with Rashi. But the Rif disagrees, I'll defend the Rif in the Psak. Okay? What? No, because the Rif paskins Rava. Not Rav. Rashi paskins Rav. The Balamor paskins like Rav. What does the Ramban say, as I remember the Ramban? The Ramban says as follows. Mar Sanhedrin, with the Rif here. Wait 1 second. I'll just read what he says here. If that didn't bring Rav. He says, "Mestabel on Hilchos Akavosa, like Rav, Karova, Karova Dom and Sarmils of the Rabbi Shishiba. Let's see. No, maybe we should come Ashmalon. Let's see. One more clear. Okay. Says the Rav. Says." Or Markosiv, Ein Bo Koach, Neshe Datu Rav Shlomo, Avala Hodiya Dats Rabbein Agoro, and Nitzorch Lichtov, Marshin Erili, Rav Benotel Vishiba Koma. Okay. What is he talking about? Notel Vishiba. Why? Not if the so he's reinterpreting Rav. Well, the Gemara then turns around and reinterprets Rav. He says, If I took it, and then I broke it, and it's a hemshech of the original Maisig Neva, because Tavrishashi is an extended Maisig Neva Gzela, it's one long Maisig Neva Gzela, you go back to the beginning. But Lo Shiber, he doesn't paskin like Rav. Okay, the Gemara began that Rav says, Lo Shiber, Kimama. Rav Afilo Shiba, and what about the Maskana? So the Ramban does not paskin if the Chafetz still exists, because when Rav said Velohi, Mora stays with the Lohi. That Lohi is the Maskana. That's why he quotes here in Bamitzia the Maskana of Velohi of Rav. There's a separate question. If that's in Tavrishasya, it's a new Maisig Zela, it's a Hemshech of the original Maisig Zela, difference is a Hemshech of the original Maisig Zela, then it come and Ravine could party you from it. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on to a very, this is the way the Gemara is now. Okay, now the Gemara goes on to a very complicated Shaklavataria. Mamish, you have to, as the Gemara goes on to this complicated Shaklavataria, and the Gemara goes on, what is Machlokas by Shami Beis Hillel? Is it Yukra Vazula? Is it Shlichas Yatzor Chasarin? Is it Shvach Shal Gabay Agzela? And it's Machlokas we've shown him what the Maskana of the Sugi is. According to the Rambam Perish Mishnayos, and according to the Rosh, the Gemara forgets that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel has anything to do with Yukra Vazula. According to Rashi and Tosis, it has to do Yukra Vazula plus other things, and it depends exactly how. It's a very complicated Shakla Vataria until we get to the end of the next Mishnah. May it's a Shembli Neder, we shall continue tomorrow.